Patient's name is Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Last name, Jeffcoat, J-E-F-F-C-O-A-T. Date of birth, 1-15-63. Date of encounter, 4-1-24. History of present illness. This patient is a 61-year-old male who presents to the clinic and complains of left knee pain. Had that knee replaced over 2 years ago, and the pain has continued. States he has seen his orthopedic surgeon, who states that the knee is doing fine and the hardware is seated properly. Has done physical therapy. 2 days ago, he did go to the emergency room where they took an x-ray, noted the knee was within normal limits, and gave him a shot of Toradol. Since that time, he has been taking a friend's Suboxone film for pain, noted good results. States the knee feels as though it's out of place when walking and afraid it may pop out. Review of systems, non-contributory. Past medical history. Patient has a history of hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, GERD, and arthritis. Past surgeries, left knee replacement, bilateral shoulder AC joint cleanout, right foot surgery. Current medications, metoprolol, gabapentin, allergies, Zestril, and niacin. Social history, non-contributory. On physical exam, patient's general appearance is no acute distress. He's alert and oriented. EENT exam shows PERLA, P-E-R-R-L-A, bilaterally. Pharynx within normal limits. TMs clear. No erythema noted in ear canal. Neck, supple, full range of motion. No lymph node ophthalmopathy. Respiratory system, chest non-tender, no respiratory distress. Breath sounds within normal limits. Cardiovascular exam shows regular rate and rhythm. No murmur, no gallops. Abdominal exams, non-tender. Skin, multiple abrasions and cuts. And different heating stations. Extremities, the left knee, mild MCL laxity, no crepitus, appropriate level of fluid within the joint space, no Baker cyst, full range of motion, neuro exam, oriented, cranial nerves 2 through 10 grossly intact, x-ray performed in treatment plan, x-ray provided in office shows well-seated hardware in left knee, no abnormalities noted. Given pain medication to include cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams, POBID for 5 days, Celebrex, 100 milligrams, PO daily for 30 days. Instructed the patient to follow up with orthopedic surgeon for his scheduled appointment in 2 days and note the discrepancies in how the knee functions versus how his desires are for it to function. And he could repeat physical therapy. Patient declined physical therapy this time. He's released and answered all of his questions.